Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon to the Sasha Marina Show. I'm Sasha Marina, but today your host will be Robert Alfonso Hidalgo, which, of course, it's Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon Western Standard Time, and it's time for That's the Movie. So, hey, bro, what's up? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Would you like to share your experience of your first earthquake in L.A.?
Yeah, I was sleeping. I was awoken by it. And as I lay there awake, I started questioning if that was real or if I was just having a really vivid dream. That's how tired I was.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I was sleeping right now or awake. I mean, awake. It was crazy.
Yeah. Mom's reaction was a little funny. She said that she just forgot. She forgot about everything because you know how she has to take a course about, you know, preparation and stuff like that. She said that she forgot everything. She said she froze. I thought it was kind of funny.
Yep.
At the moment, you know, afterward, you laugh after it, but not at the moment, you're kind of freaking out, and I kind of get where you guys are coming from. But and Isabella, I heard she didn't even budge, so that's funny.
She said she woke up.
So for all of you, well, I'm sure that everybody already knows what's going on today. There was an earthquake in LA. The epicenter was Westwood or Beverly Hills, I think 4.7. I don't know. They through the day, they've been mentioning different points. First, it was like 4.4, 4 point something. I heard 4.7. So, yeah, so everybody in the city felt it. So, anyways, let's go ahead with your movie news. What's going on?
Well, I don't know. Not much, not very big things. It's kind of some funny ones here. Well, I think just one's pretty funny. But it's mostly just casting news.
Mm-hmm.
Just pretty big casting news, that's it.
Okay.
I guess I'll just start off with a thing that... So, with The Amazing Spider-Man 4, the original director, Mark Webb, will not be directing it. He says his Amazing Spider-Man 3 is his final one.
Okay. That's,
so he
that's
said
thanks.
He'd like to be involved as like a consultant of something, but he says he's talked about him to Sony about him in that movie in terms of directing.
Okay, so what does this mean? Was it just going to have a new director? I mean,
Yeah.
You know, when things start changing in the production, it's noticeable.
Well, I mean, it's not a really big deal. It's not like if they would be changing still, this is just the third movie, so we don't know how things are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be a big deal. I mean, sometimes it might even be for the better. Because apparently now, the original Captain America, you know how the first one was not too great?
Mm-hmm.
The second one?
Yes, it wasn't what I was expecting.
Yeah, the second
mm-hmm.
one is apparently even better. Is better than the first one, and they have different directors. In fact, they have a duo. They have two directors, brothers, directing it. So you never know.
Okay.
Change of director could make the movie better or worse. Or worse, I mean. It depends.
Okay.
Hopefully it makes it better, you know?
Hopefully. I mean, they're doing all these reboots for superhero movies, so I hope, you know, the reboots would be a little better.
Yeah.
Okay.
And speaking of directors, what's this guy's name? I know his last name. The guy who directed The Wolverine. His name is
uh-huh.
John Mangold? James Mangold? Uh-huh. I just know his last name is Mangold. So I remembered, because it's a really cool last name. But anyways, he took to Twitter to say somebody asked him on Twitter if they're going to be filming the new Wolverine movie after, you know, the X-Men Apocalypse, which is the next X-Men movie after X-Men Days of Future Past. And apparently he said they're still figuring it all out, but at the moment they're shooting the next Wolverine after X-Men Apocalypse. So I guess that's a confirmation. At the next, his name is James Mangold. Yeah, I was right. The next one will be, after X-Men Apocalypse. And X-Men Apocalypse will be coming out May 27th, 2016.
I'm looking forward to that because this is going to be a tremendous movie. Everybody's in this.
But they're cutting out the grown-ups, everything.
The movie
is like going on so long that it's been cutting out people. It already cut out who was it? Oh yeah, they cut out Rogue completely from the movie. Character, and they're probably gonna cut now. At least they cut a lot of Halle Berry from the movie.
Well, they show up in the trailer.
Yeah, they show up in a trailer, but Halle Berry is in it, but Rogue's been cut off completely. I talked about this a while ago. It just got, you know, cut out completely.
Well, at least she got paid. I'm sorry, baby girl.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
And now this is for Captain America.
Okay, Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America 2. The actor, Sebastian Stan, he was in the first Captain America. He played Bucky Barnes, if you remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Best friend. Well, mm-hmm. he becomes the Winter Soldier, and that's what Captain America 2 is about, the Winter Soldier. I don't know if you knew that yet, if I told you. But,
well,
yeah,
I've seen it in the previews, but I didn't know what the Winter Soldier meant.
Yeah, he becomes, it'll explain in the movie. And anyways,
mm-hmm.
he's apparently signed on for a 9-picture Marvel deal.
Wow.
9 movies. I don't know what form he's going to be in, what kind of character he's going to be. Most likely in this movie, he's going to end up becoming an ally to S.H.I.E.L.D. and not a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually, in the comics, for any spoilers if anybody's interested, Captain America seems to have been assassinated by, because they're doing this thing called, you know, Civil War, which is where Marvel superheroes don't want to reveal their identities, and some of them have to. Some of them want to, and some of them don't. Like, you know, Tony Stark is one of the people who want to reveal their identity, but of course Spider-Man and Captain America don't want to. Kind of weird, Captain America doesn't want to, but they don't want
mm-hmm.
to reveal their identity. But everyone else is fine with doing it, because you know how Tony Stark is. And
mm-hmm.
so, anyways, at one point, he gets assassinated, but he gets sent to the hospital. People don't know he's dead, so Bucky Barnes puts on the Captain America suit, and he acts like he's Captain America for quite some time before people, you know, before, like, apparently Captain America's not dead. He's actually alive. No, yay.
All right, so let me go, because you got me confused here with this last comment.
Yeah,
that,
these comics are crazy.
No, with Iron Man, with whatever. He doesn't mind that, you know, that his identity is revealed, but everybody knows that Tony Stark is Iron Man already. So is this
that's why he's all for it. This is like something the government was trying to pass a law so they can so all superheroes had to reveal their identities. Something about it has to do because of mutants, because everyone's scared of mutants.
Yeah, this happened in X-Men. I remember this happened in X-Men.
But since they're not going to have nothing to do with each other because they're not going to be in the same universe because stupid corporate crap. God, I so wish that Fox
excuse
would
your
just
language.
Stop. I really wish that Sony and Fox would just give up and give everything back to Marvel. Because if they don't, then the Marvel Universe won't be complete. Their movies are fine, but
it seems kind of divided right now. It's kind of confusing for those that don't follow the comics. Yeah, because me,
really
for instance, I don't follow the comics, but I follow the movies, and then it gets kind of confusing. Okay,
there's so many
cool
things that should be happening right now with the Avengers and the X-Men, or Spider-Man and the Avengers. Like, seriously, Spider-Man should have been in the first. He was in New York.
I guess they have to divide up the money. They can't have all the glory. So,
it just still pisses me off. It's been years, and I know it's not going to happen, but...
Yeah, it's not.
Probably
if it hasn't
life
happened to this point.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably when they lose, when eventually Fox and Sony give up, and Disney stays with Marvel, Marvel gets everything back, and that'll probably be when I'm like an old man or something, and they start to reboot all the superhero movies.
They'll probably start rebooting before you even have kids.
Yeah. The way this world is going.
Yeah.
Hollywood. But yeah.
Okay.
They're confused.
So, do you have any news that's any news that's not Marvel?
Yeah, sure.
Into the Marvel category.
Yeah, the next one. It's for Terminator Genesis. Terminator.
Okay.
The new next Terminator.
Terminator.
So apparently, this character is actually from a Marvel movie, from Spider-Man, from the original Spider-Man movies. J.K. Simmons, the guy who played, oh my God, how do I forget his name? J. Jonah Jameson, the editor of the Daily Bugle, of the newspaper, Peter Parker's boss.
Oh, the douche. Yeah, the douche.
Yeah,
he's
he's been cast in a movie. I don't know
character
what he's doing.
Okay.
I don't know what he's going to be doing in a movie, but he's been cast in it. I don't know if he's a supporting character of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
But yep.
Well,
I haven't been casted.
I haven't seen him in a while, so that'd be interesting.
Yeah, he's been doing just the commercials. That's what I remember seeing him in. What's it called? Mm-hmm.
You know, now that I think about his face, is he the one that was in Harry Potter? He was the Barty Crouch. Was he Barty Crouch?
No.
No? Well, he kind of looks like the same face. Maybe it's the mustache. I think it was a mustache. All right, that was delete that. Whoever this turned that. Anyways, all right, go ahead.
Anyways, well, I guess we finish with that. Next, it's just a little tiny update on the Last of Us movie. Not a really big deal. Recently, at the video game BAFTAs, the BAFTA Game Awards over there in London. There was an interview with Neil Druckmann, you know, from The Last of Us. They had just finished getting, like, 5 awards. They were, like, Gravity of the BAFTA Game Awards. They got Best Game. They got Game of the Year. They got Best Story. They got Best Performer, which was given to Ashley Johnson, who played Ellie. And they also got Best, I think, Sound Design? Oh, Best Achievement in Audio. And they got one more that I do not remember. But they definitely should have won one for music, which they did not win, which I know that. But anyways, at an interview, he said that the movie is going to be an adaptation of the story of The Last of Us. The Last of Us is a 12-hour game, and that's just including, you know, the reason it's 12 hours is because that's just including the gameplay and everything. And not always does the game itself, the gameplay, tell a story. But this game, the problem with this game is that the gameplay tells a lot of story, too, on top of that.
Yeah.
That's a problem. So either the movie's going to be 3 hours long, how Lord of the Rings is, and they're going to have extended editions, or they should just cut this into two parts, like I'm hoping, and, you know, still go along with the Lord of the Rings way where they do it 3 hours, and then they have an extended edition, which is like 4 hours and 15 minutes or some crap like that.
Do two parts, everybody wins anyways, because it's another movie, it's another blockbuster, you know, people are going to go see it. They watch the
and on top of that, it's going to be...
So why wouldn't they see... Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's gonna be you know, much easier to tell the story because you're gonna have more room and more space for it. Granted, entire space, but it's still gonna be good, you know.
And it's been proven to work. I keep referring to Harry Potter because that's just like my favorite series of all time. But it worked. Like, there was no way that they could have put part one and two of seven together. And I couldn't have even still with two parts of that movie.
They were missing quite a bit of things that they could have put in, you know?
And both parts were pretty long, because I think they were both in the two-hour range, too. So you imagine, sitting for 5 hours. Yeah, you can't do that. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
So.
And he says that as far as it goes to making it into, like, you know, a film, making it fit into a film, that takes into account, you know, the unique properties of film and everything, how it takes everything. He's not sure how they're going to do that yet, but he says we're only just scratching the surface. So they're very much in the very, very beginnings of this. They pretty much just announced this, and they haven't even written the script yet. So that's it. That's there for you. And now it's actually just a Marvel DC news. Not big news, but this is a bit of funny news, where it was Marvel had apparently had a release date for a movie of May 6, 2016, but there wasn't announced what movie it would be. And now apparently it's going to be Captain America 3.
Oh, okay.
But recently, Batman vs. Superman has delayed their movie from 2015 to May 6, 2016. And now neither of them want to back out from the movie from that release date.
Okay.
So there you have that.
So what's going to happen? There's going to be two...
This is a funny bit of news where...
Yeah.
Both of them don't want to... don't want to back out.
Well, then, I guess people are going to have to make a decision on which one they watch first.
I'll just be watching both, you know?
Yeah, you watch both. I mean, maybe one that same day and one the next day.
Like, I feel like Batman vs. Superman is going to be pretty bad. But that's just because the crap that I'm hearing right now, not necessarily it'll happen. Hopefully it will be good, you know? Hopefully it'll be good, but... I feel like it will be crappy. Hopefully I'm wrong, you know, but I just have to wait and see, you know. I'll still be seeing both either way. Just like that, what's it called? Who was it? Michael B. Jordan said that no matter all the crap that people talk, people are still going to go see Fantastic Four.
They're going to watch it.
It's
going to be
totally
different.
All these fans are going to be lined up to watch the movie.
Yeah, I'm going to be super interested to see how these characters come out with these kids because it's going to be totally different, I feel, you know. So, yeah, I'm totally interested in watching it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, the final bit of news, the final two, like, bits of news are all casting news, and these are, like, all just for big movies that they're trying to, you know, they have, like, a list compiled of people they want. So, this is for Star Wars Episode 7, and they're looking for a young lead actor, like a good Jedi, to have. And the three actors that have been mentioned so far is Jesse Plemons, who's from Breaking Bad. He played like a bad guy in Breaking Bad, and I definitely don't want to see him in Star Wars whatsoever. I don't want to see him anywhere near it, not because he's a bad actor, because he doesn't have the face for a good guy. Like, you look at him, and you automatically see bad guy. I don't want to see him playing, you know, a good guy in Star Wars, because it'd be terrible. It would not work with him. It's just some people have a certain look.
Yeah.
They don't have a good guy look, you know. And I think he should go along some way of being some sort of Sith or anything like that. And the next one is John Boyega. He's a British actor from Attack the Block. He is not... a white man, he's a black man, so to speak, and he's actually a really great actor. I really enjoyed him in Attack the Block, and he played, the movie itself was a sci-fi, and it had a social commentary on what's it called, North London, I think, around on the neighborhoods and, you know, blocks over there in North London. And it's this whole thing, you have to be in London to really understand, be a citizen, to understand mm-hmm. what they're talking about. But he is being considered as well.
Their lingo. Okay.
Yeah. No, not only that, but I mean just kind of like this, how it is to live over
the
there.
The references they use? Yeah.
Yeah, well, not really that. I'm saying like the social commentary that it's trying to give, you would have to have lived in London to understand what they're talking about. But anyways, I mean, like, I'd actually really like to see him on here, even though in Attack the Block he kind of played a bad kid who got thrust into the leader role of being a good person and everything. But I think I could see him as a good Jedi. I definitely like to see him. That's just me personally. And then also there's the last one is Ed Spiers. Spiers? I don't know. He's from Downton Abbey. He's like a theater actor on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, two other theater actors have been considered actually. And then what's it called? Ed Spiers. He looks, I guess, he probably fit as a Jedi. But personally, for me, I'd go more with John Boyega because, I don't know, I like him more. But, yeah, that's the three people who have been rumored. Well, five, actually. The other two are just theater actors. Don't know them unless you're, you know, big theater person.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's it right there. I kind of feel like...
Well, you just mentioned, you know, they're British and they're going to have that hardcore British background. I mean... theater background.
I kind of feel like what will happen is that John Boyega will take it because Attack the Block was directed by Joe Cornish. And Joe Cornish is the most likely director who's going to be directing Star Trek 3. So that means that J.J. Abrams has already met with Joe Cornish before. And probably the only reason that John Boyega is even being considered was because Joe Cornish mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that that's one of the really big reasons that he's up there and being considered in the short list of actors to play the lead role, which is cool, you know? Not necessarily means that he's going to get it, but it's pretty cool.
You know, I have to finish watching Downton Abbey. I remember when it first went on Netflix, I saw the whole thing, but it was only like a couple episodes, and then I kind of get scared of starting any new series on Netflix because, you know me, I kind of can't sleep if I don't finish all seasons. So it's kind of hard. Alrighty, so is that it for today?
Actually, one more bit of more casting news. The same sort of thing. This is time for the Fantastic Four reboot, and it's just for the role of Dr. Doom. Dr. Von Doom is, you know...
Yeah.
What's it called? The Fantastic Four's biggest rival.
Mm-hmm.
It's like their arch nemesis. Like, there's nobody else. There's no other villain bigger than Doctor Doom. And not only is Doctor Doom Fantastic Four's, you know, biggest nemesis, Doctor Doom is probably one of the Marvel Universe's biggest villain ever. He's like one of the craziest villains. He's like up there with Magneto. Terrifying. He's a terrifying dude.
And Dr. Doom has the worst ride on Islands of Adventure. That is the only ride I did not ride in the Marvel Universe.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So anyways, you know, Josh Trank is going for a younger, you know, list of actors. And actually, I want to point out a rumor really quick that since of the recent, you know, how everyone's hating, you know, the rumors for Fantastic Four's casting. Apparently, there's this rumor. I'm not entirely sure if it's true, but it seems like they want to recast everyone. The Fox denied it, but it looked like at one point Fox was going to get a new cast and a new director because of the recent backlash from fans, which would have been really stupid of them.
For what movie?
But for Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah, right. They're not going to do that.
Yeah, that was just a rumor, but they denied it. Hopefully,
no,
I don't know who started it or how that happened.
Publicity. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but that was a rumor. Well, anyways, back to the list of people.
Okay.
So the shortlist comprised, you know, by Josh Trank is that Sam Riley. Sam Riley, I don't even remember who this guy is. I don't even know him. I know who Eddie Redmayne, I think it is. I think I've seen him before. No, okay, yeah. I've seen who he is. He's in Les Miserables. He was in that movie. And what's it called? Toby Kebbell. He's from this movie called Rock and Roller, which is it was like this British mobster movie. And he played a really funny role in it. But I don't really see him as Dr. Doom. I don't. And then the final one is Domhnall Gleeson. He's from Harry Potter. He played Charlie Weasley. He played the Weasley brother with long hair who got married to Fleur.
Yes. Yeah. The Weasley brother that we only saw like in the last movie.
Yeah, he got married to the French girl, and he's also in this movie About Time, which is actually not a bad movie. It was actually pretty good.
I actually seen that movie. I actually seen that movie. That movie was interestingly nice, somewhat family oriented, whatever. It was really long, so it was kind of hard to keep your interest on. You know,
but it was really cool.
But,
it was.
But I finished
I had a,
it.
It was a fun time.
Oh, and the father. The father was the Minister of Magic of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Well,
it was Bill Nye.
Yeah.
Bill Nye.
And he's actually done another. He actually did another movie a couple years back with Rupert Grint too. That I don't know. These British actors, when you see them on the movies, you always refer to Harry Potter because I think all of them worked in Harry Potter in either part from one to
apparently
8.
It's a big deal about Harry Potter stuff. I think was it Simon Pegg? Simon Pegg said in an interview that they arrested a man for burning a Gryffindor flag in a park. They had arrested a man for that. He said they take it seriously. Over there in London. He's like, if you're not a fan of Harry Potter, it's bad.
Yeah, if you're not a fan of Harry Potter in England, period, that's kind of bad. Anyway.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, that was it, you know. That was the final stuff. But I really don't have a preference for any of these actors because they didn't look like Dr. Doom to me. And then again, Dr. Doom would just be wearing, like, a full suit, so it's not a big deal.
Exactly.
So we'll just have to see.
It's just really, yeah. Alrighty, so we'll see. So before we go here, please tell everybody where they can find you and follow you.
You can follow me on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram at The Real Robert E.H. And you can check out my column at the Sasha Marina Show under Topics, That's the Movie. And on Facebook, we have a page for That's the Movie and the Sasha Marina Show as well, so you can go like that. And then YouTube, we have channel Sasha Marina Show. You
the Sasha Marina Show.
Yeah, you can look up that, or That's the Movie, or just my name, Robert Alfonso Hidalgo, and then you'll probably find it. And I have a bunch of movie reviews on there.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be releasing a new one for Bad Words, even though I know we said this like last week.
Actually, I had just recently seen, because right over the weekend, Veronica Mars came out, so I was able to see it, I think, yesterday. And that'll be happening, so I can have a review for Veronica Mars up this week too. Veronica Mars, Christian Bale movie.
Yeah, I wasn't very excited and very intrigued for that movie.
Movie has a huge story behind it.
Okay.
you'll find out what I'm talking about.
Did you ever get to? I know you're not very interested in the whole 300 series. Did you ever like read about it or see anything that
caught
your
eye? Terrible. It was a terrible, terrible piece of crap of a film.
Okay. No. Not in my opinion, because I thought the first one. I did not catch the first one at all. I thought the first one was horrible.
The first one was a bunch of Zack Snyder bull crap because it was just so ridiculous half the time. And that movie, if you put the slow motion scenes in, you know, regular speed, it probably would be cut down at least an hour. That's just me over.
Exaggerating. I saw it this weekend. And I thought it was actually pretty good compared to the first. There's a lot of extra things and the extra blood and killing and all that stuff. But I thought it was very good compared to the first. I mean, it depends. It just has to be your kind of movie, you know? It was my kind of movie, but
I
never
really
it.
Cared for them, man. I never thought they were... They didn't caught my attention. It always looked like really, really boring.
I guess you just really have to know the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for those 300 fans out there, let me know what you thought. Alrighty, bro. So thank you so much. And catch you next week.
All right. Bye.
Make sure you check us out at SashaWienerShow.com. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.